Welcome to today's Washington Page. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. For today's program, you'll hear different perspectives from those who attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Garrett Health and Wellness Center at United Presbyterian Home in Washington Tuesday. I first spoke with the CEO of UP Home, Mike Moore.
So how does it feel to be celebrating this new addition to UP Home and the legacy of it, really?
Oh, it's great. This is a vision that we've had for many years, and the financial situation in the country of having low interest rates made it possible that we could finally do this, plus the commitment of many people in the community and surrounding area.
How do you think the new addition of the Garrett Health and Wellness Center, how do you think this will improve the quality of people's lives who are here at UP Home?
I have little doubt that with Amy Cleese, who heads up our department, she is well-known throughout the state and even the nation. She will have programs that everybody is going to want to be involved in because she makes it fun to exercise. And we know for a fact, even walking around our track has a way of extending the way you feel during your life that you don't hurt quite as bad.
My name is Del Henningfield.
How long have you been residing here at UP Home?
We moved in here in November of 1999, so I think, I'm not good at math, but I think we're coming upon 16 or 17 years or something like that.
How does it feel to see this new addition here at the UP Home?
The fitness area here is just overwhelming because we have been really active and we've been using the fitness facilities that they've had. We showed up at the end of the year, the beginning of 2000. We hit it hard and we've stayed with it. And so this is going to be more than we almost can use, but it's a wonderful addition.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you're most excited about here with the Garrett Center?
Well, we'll just move into this area and continue doing what we're doing. I don't know, as we're getting older now, we're going to add any new wonderful, like, fast stuff or anything. So,
what do you personally like to do exercise-wise?
We've been doing the yoga classes forever here. And then we walk. We like to walk outside. They have put in a walking path for us, you know, a number of years ago, and we stay off the streets now and just walk that path. And it's just like being in the country anyway. So.
My name is Amy Cleese, and I'm the Wellness and Fitness Director.
How long have you been with UP Home, I wonder?
I've been with the United Presbyterian Home since September of 1999, so 18 years.
So how does it feel, you know, 18 years later to see this addition of the Garrett Center?
I just get really excited for our residents. I think this is a great addition to the services that we offer to them, and it gives them a wonderful opportunity to get a really great exercise routine and plan, and kind of brings the Wellness Center full circle.
And how do you think this will affect, you know, the greater community as well, those who are 55 and older who can have the opportunity to, you know, get their fitness on here at the Garrett Center?
Well, I think this is a nice opportunity for them to have some equipment that is geared for the 55-plus population. We've come to find out that not every piece of equipment is appropriate for certain fitness levels. So we know that our leg press, for instance, offers a range of motion that will be safe for those people that need help that have maybe had post-hip surgery, post-knee surgery. We have the new steps, the recumbent steppers that are really easy to use. The seats swivel to get in and out of, so they're easy to transfer for any fitness level. And you can start at an easy workload, or you can make it very difficult to really work your heart and your muscles. So I think we have something that is going to be offering anybody of any fitness level a really great workout.
Finally, I spoke with Tracy Hora and Lindsay Mayer, two restorative aides who work at UP Home.
What is the main purpose of this addition, I wonder, with these rooms? Who, in particular, this area will be serving?
It's just a continuation off of our current health center to expand to allow more people to be able to come here and live. So it's not really a separate entity from the other, so just to add more space.
We have, you know, same ICF residents that need the assistance. They'll save some rooms for our skilled residents who will be a short time stay, who may come after a surgery and just here for therapy and then be leaving shortly. Some of the rooms are nicer for the hospice. If someone has a lot of family, it's nice to have a separate private room for that.
And how does it feel to work for an establishment that has been around for so long, for 70 years?
it's great to work. I enjoy working here just to be a part of these people's lives and help them continue to be, like she said, independent as possible and just,
you know, part of their life.
Being a part of their home. I mean, this is their home, so being a part of that.
That's been today's Washington Page. You heard different perspectives from those who attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Garrett Health and Wellness Center at United Presbyterian Home in Washington Tuesday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.